This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Have some thank yous to dole out here on the show before we get back to breaking down week one in the National Football League. Appreciate our two guests on today's show, our pal Jason Goff, who is sensational, NBC Sports Chicago, breaking down the National Basketball Association, and pro sports bettor Joey Knish on Twitter at JoeyKnish22 with his takes on NFL week one. He loves some teasers, just like I do, coming up in week one. Appreciate our executive producer, Tyler Morales, not his microphone, but we love Tyler. Our technical director, Bill Matz, our board op, Rick Camp, and the executive producer of Odyssey Sports Betting Programming is our friend, Eli Herskovich. Myself and Mark Malus is back tomorrow for another 4 hours of wagertainment here, You Better You Bet, on the BetQL Audio Network. But before we get there, Moose, we got to continue breaking down and finish breaking down week one. Only three games left for us to go over from the betting perspective here, and let's continue in, as I've lost my place here, in Foxborough, where the Patriots. And I think this game's so fascinating. And Ken and I, in the wake of the NFL draft, have spent a lot of time. We've asked a lot of guests. Once we get past Buffalo in the AFC East, who do you like more, the New England Patriots or the Miami Dolphins? Well, we'll get an early answer to that question because these two teams meet in Foxborough in week one. We saw them play in week one last year. The Patriots ended up winning and covering the spread with Cam Newton under center. We don't know if it's going to be Cam or Mac Jones. I think we can assume it'll be Cam. The Patriots, 1.5-point favorites, moves over Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, and the Miami Dolphins. The total sitting at 45.
Yeah, I mean, am I crazy to be a little concerned about what Tua is exactly going to be as a quarterback in the NFL, Nick?
I think it would be weirder if you were, like, supremely confident that he was going to be great.
Yeah, and so with all of that, and I do like the Jalen Waddle pick that the Miami Dolphins made, and not that I'm rooting against Tua. I don't know what Tua is. I got to be honest with you, I don't. And I don't even know if Tua can really hold up and be able to complete a game, finish a game, run that offense, make all the throws downfield. Where is that hip? I mean, there were, you know, there where those ankles are. I mean, there was a lot with Tua as he was put back together after he suffered all those injuries at Alabama. He was a great college quarterback. I'm going Pats week one. I mean, I just am. I even if it's Cam Newton at quarterback and it's not Mac Jones, I love what they did. It is a ticked off Bill Belichick off of what transpired this past year. You might have Cam early. That's fine if he's the starter. I just believe that you give me all this time, the Patriots preparing for that matchup week one. Everybody was ready to jump on the grave of Belichick last year, and rightfully so. They were not particularly good. Give me the Pats, how
rightfully
aggressive they
so.
They were terrible. The Patriots were terrible last year.
Jump on his grave. The guys won a million Super Bowls. What are you talking about?
I understand, but people were rooting against him. People were happy to see the run in New England come to an end. Maybe you're not in the Costos household, you know, as you got, and maybe not there, but people
but you
were
know what?
Celebrating.
We respect greatness in my household. In this household, we respect the all-time greats.
Unlike well, I understand that, but there are people that look at Belichick as being a cheat. I mean, we're not going to go down this line, but I mean, there are people that are Jet
right.
fans that can't stand Bill Belichick.
Well, no, I don't blame them. I'm resigning as AT of the NYJ on a cocktail napkin.
No doubt. So, but I'm going to take Belichick and the Pats. I don't care who's that quarterback. Mac Jones, Cam Newton, give me the Belichick and the Pats week one against the Dolphins.
I think it's really interesting. If it's Mac Jones, I think there's a stronger case to be made for the Patriots because they're actually going to have, you know, some legitimate weapons this year. Jacoby Myers, obviously back along with Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, the two stud tight ends that they brought in free agency. I don't love Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Agholor, but they're upgrades over what they were throwing out there last year. Love Matthew Judon and some of the defensive additions that the Patriots made in this offseason on the free agency spending spree. But if Tua Tagovailoa is good, and I agree with you, the jury's very much out on that. If Tua is good,
Yeah.
Miami should win this game if Tua is good. The problem, though, is we don't know if Tua is good. Another problem that the Dolphins will face in this game is Will Fuller, who they signed from the Houston Texans, free agent speedy wide receiver, is suspended for week one as he finishes the 6-game sentence that he got last year with the Houston Texans. Missed the last 5 games of the year, will miss week one this year, and then he returns for Miami in week two alongside Jalen Waddle and Devontae Parker, Mike Gesicki, and that revamped Dolphins passing attack here. So I kind of want to make the case here to tease the Dolphins up to +7.5 or +8. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it just because, like, if two is bad, Patriots are going to kill them. So, nothing for me yet, but I'm leaning towards just teasing the Dolphins up with one of the other great options that we've got on the slate in week one. Tyler, Dolphins, Patriots, what do you got?
Under. I will take the under in this game if it comes out. One thing I like with the Patriots, I think they're going to pound the ball like crazy, regardless if they have Mac Jones or Cam Newton. Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, the rookie out of Oklahoma, I think this is the last of Sonny Michel we're going to see. And like you said, Noble Fuller, I mean, I got to see it from Tua first, who I was a big fan of. So I like the under early on.
I do like the Ramondre Stevenson call, a running back that's flying under the radar right now, picked by the New England Patriots. Rick, what about you, Patriots, Dolphins?
I like the teasing angle that you brought up. If I had to play the side, I would lean Miami. And I'm with Tyler on the under, just thinking that at least early on in the season, yeah, there's the extra weapons that Miami brought in, but especially New England's probably just going to want to slow this down and just make it as few possessions as humanly possible. And I don't think Miami is good enough or explosive enough early in the year to be able to overcome that really and be able to hit the over in this game. So lean on the Dolphins, and I like the under.
Okay, so with that, we move out of the afternoon slate, and we move to primetime. Mark Melusis. We go to the City of Angels, to Hollywood, to Los Angeles, where we saw SoFi Stadium last year open up. Unfortunately, there are no fans there, so I do like the NFL giving a nod to Los Angeles Stadium and then the Vegas Stadium on Monday night. Two great stadiums that opened, no fans in year one, so hopefully we'll have full capacity. My thought is we will, but it's California, so who the hell knows? As of right now, the Rams laying a touchdown against the Chicago Bears. The total is 45, and I think this line assumes Andy Dalton. And look, people may not like to hear this and may disagree. If it's Justin Fields, not Andy Dalton, the line's going to be higher than 7 because it's Fields making his first ever start against the Rams defense. If it's Dalton, the number will hang around here, maybe go up a little bit. So Rams laying 7 right now against the Bears, total 45, Sunday Night Football, week one.
You know, if anyone's listening to me here on You Better You Bet, you know how much I love Stafford in Los Angeles with the Rams. I can't take the Bears. It's either Rams or I don't play this game. I'd lay the 7. I'd like it to get under 7, but it's sitting right there. I'd feel comfortable laying the touchdown. I mean, I could see this game being – I mean, if it's Dalton at quarterback, couldn't you see this game being 28-10, 31-7? Something of that nature. And I understand that Bears got a good defense. Their offensive line's not particularly good. This is a year for the Rams. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. I think they're going to get off to a good start. Give me the Los Angeles Rams. I'd lay the touchdown. I would never take the Bears plus the points. I don't care who's at quarterback. You can bring Jim McMahon back at quarterback. It doesn't matter. I would never take the Chicago Bears.
I tend to agree with you. You know what? Let me get this ticked up another half point. Let me tease the Rams down to like -1.5, and this becomes an absolute no-brainer play for yours truly. Rick, I want to give you first word here quickly because you're a Chicago guy. What do you think of your Bears against the Rams Sunday Night Football week one?
I don't think it's a good matchup. It hasn't been a good matchup the last few years for the Bears, but Moose mentioned the offensive line. The offensive line is going
to be the Bears whipped them a couple years ago on Sunday night with Goff in the cold, right? But that was in Chicago, and that's a Jared Goff situation, to be fair.
Yeah, that was 2018, and then the last couple seasons, it hasn't been great for the Bears.
Fair enough.
The inside of the Bears offensive line is okay, but I still don't understand the Charles Leno move. You are either going to have rookie left tackle and Jermaine Ifedi on the right side, or second-round rookie left tackle and, what, fifth-round rookie right tackle against the Rams front 7? No thank you. And I don't think the Bears are going to be able to put up enough offense at all. So, yeah, it's either Rams or stay away.
And I did like, by the way, your team, the Washington football team, who was signing Charles Leno earlier today to man the left side, Ryan Fitzpatrick's blind side for the football team. Tyler, Rams and Bears, what are you thinking?
Rams, team total under Bears. I might some tease the Rams here. Anything the Rams, I dare Dalton to throw at Jalen Ramsey and Darius Williams. Just dare him to.
Okay, and I'm sure he's going to because they're going to be down in the game. So you will get that opportunity. Okay, and we'll close here with Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens moose 6-point road favorites at the Las Vegas Raiders, or as Bill Matz would call them, the Vegas Raiders. I get it. I understand why the Ravens are a big favorite here. I would have maybe done like 4, but I understand because 4 and 5 dead, and it doesn't really matter. So I understand why we get the 6 with this line. So Baltimore laying 6, total 51.5, a primetime home underdog potential for us to take it. Will you be taking it, Moose, with the silver and the black?
I have a tendency to lean to take the Raiders plus the points. Bradley now is defensive coordinator. Listen, Gruden's been a disaster. The drafts have been bad. I get it. But, you know, you've seen Lamar Jackson here struggle a little bit throwing the football. I know he got a little bit better last year. That adjustment, I need to see a little bit more. Week 1, I mean, if we're talking about a Week 15, Week 16 matchup, I think I have a different tack. Week 1 of the NFL season, I'm going to take the Raiders plus the 6 against the Baltimore Ravens.
I think it's a... You know, it sucks because I think the Ravens are like one of those teams where they may just come out there and they may win like 47-10.
They could.
Because they're a machine like that. I think you have to play the Raiders here. I mean, the crowd's going to be going nuts. It's a huge point spread. It's Raiders or nothing for me, as of right now at least. So I'm with you here. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence. Just cover, baby, with the Las Vegas Raiders. Tyler, Raiders, Ravens, you riding on the Raider train with us?
No, I kind of want to take the Ravens just because Greg Roman says he's going to improve their passing scheme. Granted, I got to see it to believe it because I feel like we do this every year with Greg Roman. But I like the Ravens, and I kind of like Lamar Jackson MVP 16-1 too.
Okay, Sammy Watkins, Rashad Bateman added some juice to that Baltimore Ravens passing attack this season. Rick Camp, close it off with your thoughts on Monday Night Football in Week 1.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the reports that Greg Roman's not, you know, making the offensive plays with crayon are true. So they could really use that little bit of boost.
A crayon. They're going to have the Tech Mobile playbook. It's 4 runs and 4 passes. That's it.
That's true. I'm with Tyler, actually. For me, it's Baltimore or nothing. Remember, the Raiders got rid of essentially their entire gigantic offensive line, 60 seconds. So considering what Baltimore has coming back in terms of pass rush, I don't know that Derek Carr is going to have enough time, and Josh Jacobs is going to have to lead the league in terms of yards after contact because he's going to have no space to run.
But they drafted Alex Leatherwood. Come on.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a massive reach. Just too many points. Just too many points. Got to take the Raiders plus the 6. Moose, this show absolutely flew
by.
National Football
League. We're going to be doing a lot more NFL tomorrow. A
lot more NFL tomorrow. We will get back. We'll do more NBA on the show tomorrow. We'll do more Major League Baseball on the show tomorrow. Obviously, the Power Hour. But I'm literally going to like close the computer down. I'm going downstairs to my living room. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm going to watch the schedule release because I love this stuff. The absolute best. And I hope people enjoyed the show today. Check it out in podcast form for all our thoughts on Week 1. So Moose and I will be back tomorrow on a Thursday here at 4 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Audio Network. Until then, for everyone here on the crew, I'm Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.